be back in some trendy London espresso bar. He pores over an article in the Times, oblivious to the clotted cream sand, or the turquoise sea with its frilly wavelets, or the holidaymakers of all shapes, ages and sizes, sunbathing them, playing cricket on the beach in front of the cafe. The water's too cold even for a paddle this early in the year, but there are some hardy surfers at the far end of the beach, catching the bigger breakers. The surf school has pushed out its racks of wetsuits and yellow foam boards and set up its sign, promising to teach anyone to ride a wave in a 2-hour lesson. Like, yeah, I've lived in Cornwall all my life and I've never managed it so far. I flip over my notebook, pen poised. Can I take your order, sir? May I get you something, sir? Double espresso, he mutters, without even glancing up from the article in the newspaper. It's in the features section, and there's a picture of a glamorous blonde standing behind a camera on a film set. Perhaps he's not so eyebrow after all. Anything else for them? Toasty? Cake? We also have some homemade blueberry muffins. Just the coffee, he growls, and suddenly flips over the page to the book review section. Okay, fine. If you don't want one of the delicious muffins that I baked this morning, I think. Coming up, sir. There's no need to call me sir, he says,